Tonight, as we are every weeknight, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello, I'm Rick Adams. The program Uncensored Radio, Free America. Tonight, we finally have a chance to have a little bit of conversation between the two of us. We've been having a lot of guests and, quite a few interesting topics, and we will continue with some of those topics tonight, obviously. And the broadcast, of course, is replayed during the day, so I'm referring to tonight. But, you know, if you're listening during the daytime, you know we originate at night. And that's 9 o'clock Central, of course, 10 o'clock Eastern Time from where I originate. And, of course, the Terri Schiavo case is getting worse and worse and worse, and so is much of the behavior of the court system, of the politicians, of the media. It's getting more irresponsible, much more unconscionable, if you will. And there are other things going on around the world that we need to catch up on. So we'll be doing that tonight. And we welcome your calls, your participation, by dialing 800-313-9443. That's all you have to do is pick up and dial from wherever you are. And I'm told, I guess, we've got people listening everywhere, from Canada to the United States, and God knows where else on this planet, and maybe even off the planet, too. We have people who are listening to us, or beings who are listening to us, sent to you by the government, right? Well, anyway, that's that's for another program, I'm afraid. Now, tomorrow night, we're working on a program that will involve two people who are experts in the field of vaccinations and the poisons that are being put in vaccinations. And you've heard a lot about George Bush and his push, of course, following 9/11, for the vaccination on anthrax, if you will, and other vaccinations that have repeatedly been championed as the, if you will, the best thing that's ever happened since sliced bread. Well, two people who are experts in the field, we are lining up. One of them is someone who is a heart surgeon, a woman, who, of course, exposed the vaccinations, and she has a website. But we'll wait until that program comes to fruition to tell you more. And, of course, the other one deals as well with her and works together with her to expose the political ramifications and what's going on in Washington, D.C., the World Health Organization, and beyond. So that will be for tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, as I speak to you from the city of Providence, Rhode Island, it is snowing. Yes, indeed, it is snowing. Even at this late date in March, we are still in the grip of winter. But I'll have you know that that is no damper for me. That will keep me, if anything, more invigorated to keep the program hotter than ever before. And as I say, we are going to be talking about some hot issues tonight, including the latest turn of events in the Terri Schiavo case and how this is turning into a real, real battle of good versus evil, just as we said right from the beginning, right from the get-go. So you join me on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, and we will return in just a few moments.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Yes, sir. That's the Avenger, Radio Avenger. I, Rick Adams, and our number is 800-313-9443. If you'd like to give us a call, whatever's on your mind, obviously, is fair game. And I'd like to talk a little bit more again to start the program off with a little update on the Terry Schiavo case. As you know, Terry has been suffering for 15 years now, and this has been the result of the incident that took place a number of years ago in 1990, I believe. And what had happened was the temporary loss of oxygen to her brain, and that means more than a few minutes, and that, of course, altered her mental abilities, her brain, and what is connective tissue there to her ability to basically function, on any sort of, quote, normal level. Now, we get into the field of science, and we get into the field of medicine, and the field of neurology. I know a few neurologists. I've worked with a few. I've known some of them. And, you know, it's amazing how the media, the major establishment media, have trotted out a number of so-called experts and lined them up one after another, when, in fact, there is no unanimity of agreement in the field whatsoever about her chances of recovery or about her plight and what she may or may not feel, this young woman. Now, we're talking about removing 5 days now her feeding tube and her water. These are essentials of life. This is not a medicinal, if you will, life support system. The way the courts have tried to define it in most cases, unfortunately, is just that. As I alluded to last night, the case up here in Rhode Island with the judge having defined that as a medical, if you will, technology or a medical situation in which you are feeding the body, that is now defined as medicinal, not merely a basic of human life or, you know, the reality is that one must eat to stay alive. If one does not eat and not drink, then one will die. Now, that is considered artificial means of medicinal approach. Artificial, not natural. I find that incredible. These judges today are so stupid, and they are so mindless, I think, in many cases, that you have to really wonder whether or not a mental test, a mental acuity test, should be applied before any of them can sit on a bench. Now, you can go back and forth and say which were Clinton appointees, which were Bush appointees, Reagan appointees, Carter appointees, and so forth. The fact of the matter is, I don't care about their party affiliation. My concern is whether any of them can read and understand the Constitution and what constitutes a judicial decision. Now, I'll be the first to say the federal government really doesn't have to get involved in this issue. In fact, it should be handled once and for all by the governor, if he has any guts left, Jeb Bush, despite his pronouncements today, lacked one essential thing, and that is taking the bull by the horns. And I mean bull literally and figuratively. That's right. Jeb Bush, if he had it, could order the state police to go in there and indeed restore the feeding tube to that young lady. It's that simple. He can do it. Let the chips fall where they may. He has the authority to protect life. As he himself had alluded, we're talking rights of prisoners, and there'd be thousands and thousands of people out there demanding the respect for life of some Ted Bundy-type character on death row, but not this young lady who has not harmed anybody. So, you know, again, it's a commentary on what we have become as a nation and how the media have treated this as, oh, well, just another side issue, a freaky issue that is so commonplace in other states and in other regions of the nation that we really shouldn't give it much attention because these decisions are made every day. Why, of course, we were, you know, hearing about decisions, for instance, in Texas itself and recently in the last few days and so forth, having to do with this whole business of right to die, if you will. And, of course, in 1999, Governor Bush, then Governor Bush, did, of course, sign the law having to do with right to die. And this Sun Hudson case, of course, where they removed the ventilator from this individual, of course, just took place just within the last week or so, I believe. And then, of course, there are other situations going on in virtually every community in every state where these decisions are being made. The problem, of course, is that in many of these instances, there has been no prior written approval to do such. And this is what happened with Terry. Now, you would think that Terry's faith, her Catholic faith and her strong religious convictions would play into this whole consideration. Not what her husband has claimed, she said, halfway through this ordeal, not from the beginning, but only recently. You would think that they would be a major concern. In a Christian nation, a once Christian nation, this wouldn't even be debatable. It wouldn't even be given a second thought. I mean, obviously, religion, Christianity, would play centerfold, highly, and a major issue in any decision before any tribunal, before any judge who would have to give proper consideration to the religious belief systems of the individual involved. And here in the case of Terry Schiavo, indeed, she was a practicing Roman Catholic, and the Vatican and the Pope have just announced recently, again, their opposition to any kind of mercy killing, any kind of euthanasia, and of course, in this particular instance, as we have said, the Vatican has criticized the removal of the feeding tube, saying that no one can claim the right to decide whether a human being lives or dies. And I agree with that. Now, what have the judges done? They have poo-pooed. They have poo-pooed any semblance of religious conviction here. Just completely ignored it, thrown it out the window as if it shouldn't even exist, as if it shouldn't even, you know, have any kind of relevancy in this modern, humanistic, socialistic age in which we find ourselves, the so-called age of reason. Well, it isn't very much of an age of reason, is it? Not when it's one of your loved ones, your daughter, your son, your mother, your father, who is being put to death. Then it takes on a whole new dimension. These judges are not dispassionate. They are totally and completely divorced from reality. And I have nothing but contempt for most of the medical profession today, save a few who truly believe in ethics, in God, and in the absolutes of the Word of God. I can take the medical profession and I can accuse it with my finger because I have seen what it has done, how many of these instances, by the way, in which people seek to end their lives when it becomes the end of the road for them, when life is hopeless, not from accidents, but from diseases and from the treatments for those diseases, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the treatment, which has been responsible for killing millions of patients. Millions, millions of patients. All we have to do is just look at the damage and the barbarism created by chemotherapy, radium cobalt, even surgery and other treatments that are routinely used and have a debilitating effect on the human body. And in many cases, yes, they can claim we have cured the patient so much so that they've actually killed the cancer by killing the patient. That is the problem. I know from personal testimony in my family. So I can tell you I have contempt, total contempt for the medical establishment. I have absolutely no use for mainstream so-called medicine and what it has, if you will, evolved into. I hate to use the word evolved because that denotes, if you will, or connotes a higher change to a higher result. In fact, they are lowering the threshold, lowering the bar, lowering the standards. Many of the illnesses that we face today, which they claim to seek a, quote, cure for through stem cell research, not adult stem cell, but embryonic stem cell research, is nothing more than another graft industry for them, another way of tapping into public money, more tax dollars. That's all it is, a con game of the worst sort. Most of the diseases we face today, degenerative diseases, can be truly reversed by naturopathic means, by true getting to the cause, routine, preventative health care. Getting to the cause and eliminating it, not treating the symptom and killing the patient. That's where we've gone wrong, you see. That has been the problem. And in this case of Terry Schiavo now, two more nurses have come forward. First, it was Carla Sowerly, and of course, she came forward and claimed abuse on the part of Michael Schiavo. And now we've got even, I believe, what is the name? I believe it's Haida Lamb, certified public nurse with a Palm Garden convalescent center, I believe. And then Carolyn Johnson, another nurse, all in affidavits before the court, claiming, going back to 2003, physical abuse by her husband. All of this doesn't count before some crackpot judge. All right, we'll continue and talk with you right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Sounding off, I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hey, we are back on Uncensored Radio Free America. That's the Avengers theme, and I'm your radio Avenger, also known as the Paul Revere of talk radio. And that's me, Rick Adams. We're talking a lot about Terri Schiavo this week as what's unfolding, of course, in Florida, as the whole world now, looking at it. And I think a lot of people are shaking their heads. You wouldn't know it to listen to the propaganda coming from the so-called mainstream media. We talked about that yesterday, the New York Times and some of the other newspapers that have Boston Globe and so forth that have opined and generally with the pro-death philosophy. They like to call it right to die. It's not a right to die issue. It's a right to life issue, as we have seen. It really is all about what is life, who makes the determinations, when to terminate life. And, of course, as we become more and more pressed for control of our budgets as a society, with more and more government control over hospitals, over nonprofit and profit-making hospitals, more and more medical supervision, if you will, PSROs and so forth, that temptation to pull the plug, pull the feeding tubes as well, and they're entirely different things, by the way, will be a greater temptation, I believe, especially with this philosophy undergirding everything, this liberal, if you will, anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-American philosophy that permeates much of the media today. Life is expendable if, in fact, it is innocent human life, from the womb right up through life. But when it comes to the life of a convicted murderer or a teenager who is convicted of mass murder, we must spare that life. We must do everything we can to rehabilitate that poor creature. We can't take their life. Who would want to take the life of such a darling, such a nice, kind-hearted man as a Charlie Manson or a Ted Bundy or a John Wayne Gacy or any of these other fine folk? That's the mentality, and that's exactly what you hear and what you read. We're dealing with depraved media types, depraved, who have absolutely no conscience left. And this is what the scripture refers to, you know. It says that they have given up all truth. They have rejected the truth that God has put before them. And he has given them up to a reprobate mind. So their minds are no longer functioning logically, reasonably, and in tune with the history of civilization, if you will. It's not just us. It's who came before us and what fell before us. We are certainly embracing the modern parallels of ancient Rome. Of that you can be sure. Now, another story that originates here in Rhode Island but has implications everywhere has to do with a young punk in a high school, a public high school here in Rhode Island, where I'm from, and he deciding to take it upon himself, the 17-year-old Hispanic young male, to take pictures, to embarrass, if you will, by taking photographic pictures of his school principal, who's having a smoke illegally outside of the high school. Now, there's much more than meets the eye here in this story. It's not a simple case of a nice, diligent young student seeking to make sure that the law is being obeyed. There's much more to it than that. Yet locally, many of the talk show hosts, of course, have been having a field day, and the ACLU has jumped into the fray and defended this young boy because this young boy went to them and said he was being picked on because he has been suspended. Now, everything has been reversed. The suspension, all of that has been totally eradicated within one day. Let me familiarize you with some of the details and make you understand the reason why I'm dealing with this subject is because what we are seeing in America today is what goes on in places like Cuba, communist Cuba, every day. All right. We'll take her in a few minutes after the break. What is going on tonight in this nation with this particular case of a student deciding to take pictures of his principal smoking outside of the building within 25 feet of the edifice, is what they do in Cuba. They encourage people to squeal on others. They encourage them to get the evidence, if you will, for the purposes of the state. Now, what happened in this particular case is this young man apparently was chastised for what he did, taking pictures of his school principal, and not merely taking the pictures, but what he did with them. And that's what he did. He posted them on his own website. He posted these pictures on his website. Now, you might ask the question, well, wasn't he just trying to get the teacher to obey the law? Well, the law is ridiculous to begin with. It's silly. It was just, you know, we have a no smoking law that was just passed, as do many states now. We're like seventh in the nation, unfortunately, leading the way to socialism. But beyond that, there are obviously public school laws that apply to smoking on the premises. And we'll deal with those and this issue when we come back, and I believe our guest for tomorrow night calling in tonight as well. So we'll be back right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back then.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Back. Radio Avenger, Uncensored, Radio Free America. That's me, Rick Adams, and we have on the line with us the individual I was speaking of a moment ago that I believe is going to be on tomorrow night with another individual to talk about the poison of vaccinations. So we'll lay this subject aside for a few moments and take this call, and your call as well, by the way, on any of what we're talking about tonight. We were talking about the Terry Schiavo case and the fact that the medical profession today has abandoned all reason. They have abandoned all of our, you know, Christian underpinnings. They have become a God unto themselves. And with me on the line now is Dr. Rebecca Carley. And hello, Dr. Carley.
Hello, Rick. And I'm just tuning in tonight. We just met today, but I'm so impressed with what you said so far. And I just have a couple comments about the Terry Schiavo case.
Surely. Tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all. What kind of a doctor are you? And tell us a little bit of your background.
Well, I was trained as a surgeon, actually. I worked as a trauma surgeon for many years, and after my only child was brain damaged from vaccinations, that brought me down a whole other path where I started investigating as to what the medical mafia, as I call them, was actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the medical profession has now deteriorated to a place where they're actually killing people. And Terry Schiavo's case is Exhibit A as far as that's concerned.
Okay.
Because, of course, well, from what you just said, and it's so telling, and people really have to understand this, that they're now saying that water is a drug. I mean, she's not going to die from starvation. She's going to die from dehydration. That's going to be what affects her first. Mm-hmm. You can live 30 to 40 days without food, but as far as water goes, you can only, you know, live 7 to 10 days without water. And, of course, the commercial that you had from Ed McCabe, he's another person that was persecuted for, you know, recommending oxygen. And now it's basically if you recommend people to breathe deeply, now you're practicing medicine without a license. That's how insane it's gotten.
It is mind-boggling because the barbarians are in the medical profession today. People are being killed through drugs and toxicity, and they are being over-medicated, and this whole business of the prescription drug Medicare program is preposterous when one considers how many of our elderly and our younger people now are becoming addicted, not only to drugs that are on the street, but the drugs that the medical profession and the FDA have prescribed. Look at the Zantac and all of the, I mean the Zoloft actually, drug, and all of the other drugs now for pain and what they have been doing. It's just mind-boggling how they have set the record. The medical profession has set the record for peril and danger, and yet the people like yourself and others who are trying to save lives are considered to be the villains in all of this.
Yes, well, first of all, I want to just mention one thing. In terms of Michael Schiavo, he apparently did a interview on Larry King where he had a Freudian slip where he actually said, we don't know what Terry's wishes really are.
Yes.
So obviously, Michael Schiavo is interested in destroying the evidence that he actually attempted to murder his wife.
Yes.
And we now have Jeb Bush, George Bush, and all the other aiders and abettors involved in pretending to try to help her, but of course they're all actually trying to cover up the evidence as well, and this involves insurance reserve fraud and all kinds of other things.
Mm-hmm.
But what the people have to understand is that the only way to heal yourself is to reverse your disease by detoxification.
Right.
And that's something that I learned about, and we'll be talking about that on your show shortly. But, of course, I've been persecuted as well because of what I'm doing, and that's what made me have to face the fact that my profession has become a bunch of murderers. They murder by medicine. And if you look up any drug that you're taking in the physician's death reference, you will find the side effects listed in all cases are not only the same as the disease that you're taking the drug for, but over and above that, they're very toxic, and these drugs are actually killing people. And what we have to face is that, especially in the case of the elderly people, there is no reserves in the Medicare Trust Fund. We all know, as per Ross Perot when he ran for president, that that fund has been basically depleted. It's nothing but a giant IOU. So what they're now doing is they're actually having to take out the elderly because there's no money to pay them their monthly paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited, actually. I recently went to Florida in regards to a client that I have. I also act as a patient advocate for people that have had their loved ones murdered in hospitals or nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have the first case where we have a doctor of death being investigated for murder because he actually, you know, killed this person in a hospital because his nursing home funds were depleted as far as his private estate went, and he was on Medicare. And once that happens, they have to take these people out because there's no money to pay for them.
Yeah.
So,
cold-blooded.
It's actually
cold-blooded.
Yes.
No question about it.
And that's why I've turned on my own profession, because I went to medical school because I wanted to help people, and now I've realized that they're actually killing people, and they're doing so knowingly.
This
is evil beyond the pale.
Well, you know, unfortunately, everything you say can be documented. And Rebecca, that is the real tragedy, is that it's happening right before our very eyes. Government has mixed with medicine to the highest level it's ever been. And what has been the result? Corruption. Everything the government gets its hands into turns to corruption. And yet when government is asked to save a life, to protect an innocent life, government has failed in that area over and over again. And yet people are willing to give the government more and more control over all of us in areas that it shouldn't have, in trying to bring up our children, take care of our family, when in fact government has made it impossible for parents to do that. You know, it's just amazing what these special interest groups have done in taking over the government and then using the government for their own evil intentions, as you have so aptly said.
Well, these people are actually satanic. And
yeah.
That is why I have gone to the extent that I've had. I've lost my only son because of what I'm doing.
But we're actually being
myself and Peter Kawaja are going to be holding trials on the Internet against these various individuals for crimes against humanity. The president, all his minions, the CDC, the FDA, all these associated agencies that are allowing inoculations to be used as a weapon of mass destruction. All these things are going to be revealed to the population, not only of America, but as to the world at large. And it's going to have to be the people to take back their power, because we cannot trust government to basically, you know, find themselves guilty of crimes against humanity.
They are our servants,
and they are not serving us. They're serving their masters, who, you know, apparently are Luciferians at the various highest levels.
Well, save for a few judges and a few here and there, most of the courtrooms of America are operating on a totally alien legal system than that bequeathed to us by our founding fathers, unfortunately. They are operating on alien systems, whether it be admiralty law, whatever you might consider it. They are not performing their duty and their oath to the Constitution. And this is where the revolution has really started to eat away at the foundation of our republic, by getting into the legal profession. You know, if you want to destroy a house, you get into the foundation and you eat away at the floors, and you know, you turn it into mush. This is what they have done to our legal system, so that people seeking redress cannot find it. You see, this is what has happened, Rebecca.
Well, not only that, but they've actually found themselves immune, even though corrupt militias are incompetent. And this happened to myself when I went against the judge in my own case.
Yeah, judicial immunity. That came up on the program last week.
Right. In the federal court, my judge was found to be immune, even if corrupt militias are incompetent. When Peter Kawaja brought President Bush and his associated minions on trial in the federal court for basically developing killing technologies in the Gulf War in the 1990s, they found him immune under color of law, which is an admission of guilt. And that's why the people have to realize they're paying for this. They have to do something. And I'm not promoting a revolution, but let's just say it's time for us to take our power back. And if we do nothing, we are actually consenting to the evil. And God is watching.
Mm-hmm.
God is watching all of us. So I look forward to being on with you on a future show, and God bless you
yes.
for what you're doing. And Terry Schiavo's case is such a milestone in terms of what are the people going to do, because this woman is being murdered, and the people are doing nothing. And it's time for them to stand up and say they will not tolerate this anymore.
All right. I agree with you totally on that, Rebecca. And tomorrow night, if we can, we'll have you and Peter on the program together.
Okay.
All right.
God
thank
bless you
for
and
calling
I'll talk
in.
To
Dr.
You
Rebecca Carley, appreciate it very much. All right. Thank you. Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. That's going to be our guest. And as you know, she obviously knows whereof she speaks, and from a personal tragedy in her family, what the medical profession through the vaccinations and others have done. Now, you know, I know that it's going to sound a little bizarre, and there are people listening to us on online now, listening to us on various stations, saying, boy, I've never heard this. I mean, this is too far-fetched, Rick. Are you indicting a whole profession? You bet I am. Are you condemning an entire system? Yes, sir, I am. Well, I've got my reasons of doing it. I have plenty of them. I myself have seen the tragedy of the medical profession in my family with my father, and I've seen how they have performed experiments on people and then try to bury the evidence of what they have done. They create the problem, they kill somebody, and then when you try to intervene, you are the culprit. You are the enemy. You are not doing what you're supposed to do. Lie down, shut up, and just let the medical establishment roll over you. Who are you to question what's going on? You're just one little peon. Well, as she said, we're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. Let me get back to this case here in Rhode Island of this young boy, 17 years old, at a public high school, basically putting the squeeze on his principal. Now, the story that unfolded, of course, has been misrepresented by many and misinterpreted by many in the media here. They made it sound like the case of a young, diligent boy who simply wanted to enforce the smoking laws. I can tell you, in that particular high school, there are more young students violating the drug laws than all of the teachers put together who might be violating the no smoking laws. And yet this kid has not come up with one photo. Nor has he attempted, by the way, to come up with any evidence on any of his fellow students dealing drugs. So you have to ask yourself, if you've got any common sense, and apparently most of the talk show hosts up here don't, and it's obvious they don't, some do, you would ask yourself, what's the issue? What's really going on? Well, of course, it turns out that this young boy apparently has complained before that the principal, who is an Italian-American, Almagno, has been very prejudicial or has exhibited some prejudice against Hispanics and minorities. This has been the contention. Now, you see, that could very well be the basis for his diligence in trying to enforce our laws. But this has not been mentioned for the most part. No, this kid's getting a good pat on the back. The ACLU comes into the case and says, what's the beef? The kid puts up a website. That's free speech, free expression. Well, let me tell you something. Slander is not free speech, nor is it protected by the Constitution. And that's exactly why he was suspended from school initially. Slander. That's what the administrators said. Almagno is the name of the principal. And this woman told him, this young man, to take down that website immediately. He deleted the pictures of her, but said he didn't know how to remove the site. The photographs went right back up online the same day. It's completely unfair, says the young man. They treated or threatened to file slander charges. Well, I can understand why, young man. I mean, just imagine if this teacher who was being photographed surreptitiously by this young punk, just imagine if she were doing other things than just smoking. I mean, let's face it, what if she were doing things with herself, using her body in such a way as to be considered salacious? And he photographed it. Would he be within his rights, so-called freedom of expression, to violate her privacy and put this on a website? I don't think so. And it's ironic because here you've got the ACLU always championing the idea and the notion of privacy and respect for privacy. Not in this case. Now it's freedom of expression. Well, let's just turn the situation around and say the teacher was photographing the student unbeknownst to him as he was smoking or doing something else that was illegal. I wonder what they would say then. Of course, they'd be crying foul, invasion of privacy, students' rights. Well, you see, I bring this up for the sake of people understanding. The real issue here is that we are becoming a nation where students run the schools, administrators, parents, and teachers have no say, and at the same time, students and young people and others are being encouraged to squeal on others, just like Castro has said in Cuba. You report it to the state, you get the evidence, and we will enforce the law. That's what it sounds like to me, ladies and gentlemen. The state. Well, I don't like it. And it's part of a pattern. It's part of a pattern here, as you've seen. We started with the smoking. And, of course, the seatbelt legislation we've talked about repeatedly on this program. And, of course, then it gets into the whole business of diet and exercise and whether or not we are going to allow restaurants to put on their menus various meals that are endangering the health of the consumer, of those who go out and dine. Now you say, well, wait a minute now, Rick. That's preposterous. That can't be. Look, with smoking, you can see. The guy next to you is smoking. That does affect you. But if he eats like a pig, how does it affect you? It doesn't affect you. It doesn't put pounds on you, does it? That's not the issue. What it does is create a mindset based on the precedent of banning smoking and the effect that secondhand smoke has on others, it sets the precedent for now containing health care costs that are out of sight. With all of the private and public insurance agencies that deal with health care, how are you going to get those costs down? Except to enforce a strict prohibition on dietary abuse, obesity, all of these things that are costing, yes, the ratepayers, more money. You see, this is how it works. They will dictate to you what you can and cannot eat someday. And I've said this right from the beginning about smoking, and I don't smoke, never have, never will. But you see, it's not about smoking. It's about control. Wake up. All right, we'll be back. Uncensored Radio, Free America, with yours truly, Rick Adams, continues right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
And we are back at the final segment of the broadcast tonight, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on this fine network, Republic Broadcasting. And we are all over the world, and every day we get more and more influence. We grow, and more people start tuning in because it is the only alternative to the mainstream propaganda media. And you know when you call a talk show, that is part of that mainstream propaganda media, you are not going to get on. And if you do with a different point of view, you will be summarily kicked off, thrown off, cajoled, or ridiculed. Let me tell you, I've heard it many times before, and I'm sure you have too. But if you'd like to get a quick call in, you still have a little bit of time, not much, 800-313-9443. Boy, what a week, huh? What an exhausting, exhilarating week of issues. I'm breathing heavy here just thinking about them. The issues of life and death, our Constitution, our Republic going down the drain, and all of these things happening while most people have their head up there, the sky looking up, looking for rain to come down, maybe a rain of money. They're trying to win the lottery, you know, instead of realizing that they are totally oblivious to the fall of the empire around them. While George Bush takes their children and puts them into these horrible wars of the neocons, Zionists, and the Antichrist internationalists, they are perplexed. They don't know what to do. Wave a flag, put a symbol on your car, be part of the in crowd. Well, that's not going to do much good, my friends, because that's not where the action is. The reality is that we have a system today in place in America that is totally alien from what we were given 200 years ago. We have now turned our back officially on God. We have now made it a fait accompli. We are sealing our fate. We are destroying ourselves. We are literally destroying our own body politic. We are turning the gun on us as a nation, as a collective. Let's see what the Supreme Court does with the Ten Commandments cases before it, two cases. I don't hold out much hope, I'll be honest with you. As long as Congress will continue to abdicate its responsibility to protect and defend our Constitution and the separation of powers and the sovereignty of the states in these issues. But the liberals don't like that sovereignty, do they? But the reality is, as long as they continue to abdicate their responsibility, there will be no breaking away from this road of tyranny. And as the good doctor just said, time has come to stand up and do something. Tomorrow night, she will be on our program, Dr. Rebecca Carley. You can go to her site, by the way, tonight, Dr. Carley, CARLEY.com. DrCarley.com. She and Peter Kawaja will be on tomorrow night, hopefully. We'll be talking about this. Of course, we've got many more interesting guests coming up, and old Artie Wheeler will be back with us again, too. Maybe this Friday night. He's been doing some research, too. All right, time to say goodnight. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio. Free America goes to bed. See you tomorrow night.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.